And back now to NPR's Frank Langfitt for some analysis. And Frank, given what we've just heard, how much do GM retirees really have to worry about their health care benefits?
Well, you know, in the next couple of years, they probably should be okay. There is enough money. And also, keep in mind that they still have a lot better health care than most Americans, a lot of Americans. Only in recent years did GM workers actually begin to pay premiums.
But when you look at what David Shaper just said, that health benefits are tied to the performance of the company, that must be changing the relationship between GM and its workers and retirees.
I think the retirees are probably more concerned about the fate and the profitability of the company than ever. And they really have to hope that this company does well because it's so tied up in the stock. You know, if Ray Young is right, things will, you know, this will be
the
good
GM
for...
The GM executive we heard
yes,
from.
Yes, that... If Dre Young is right, then health care will be there for them. But if he isn't, they could be in for deeper and deeper health care cuts.
Frank, thanks very much.
Happy to do it.
NPR's Frank Langfitt covers the auto industry.